Yep. This my third one. I'm trying to get it together, folks. But yay. Yeah, I was complaining about it because I'm making less money. So, and now you track it. So basically, like I said, taking 30 deliveries, 60. Now with the mileage, 20, 25, maybe $30 when I used to make 60. And I'm not getting tipped. I had a problem with it. And you're tracking. And you got to have a certain scope. If you, like, basically you got to drive the speed limit. Yeah, I guess, obey by all rules. But at the end of the day, if you're living in the hood and drive, I'm going to put it like this. I don't tell people to break the law. But at the end of the day, driving the speed limit, is not going to make you no money in the hood. Because you're cruising, going to a place that ain't getting tipped. So I'm cruising, going to get a place I know I ain't going to get tipped. And then I'm driving safely in the speed limit. Now, I ain't getting tipped. I'm delivering to this person because they want to know why I'm late. Because if you're the only driver and you're driving the speed limit and you got multiple orders, and say you're taking the orders from late to new one, you still going to be late. And you got somebody talking to you like you ain't nothing, belittling, cussing at you, and I ain't getting no tip. I'm going by what the company want me to do, but the company ain't here dealing with the cuss words. You know what I'm saying? The company ain't here dealing with the cuss words of them cussing you out, talking about why they fool so late and all this other stuff. They want the people money, and a lot of people dealt with you because they knew that we was the only people that was delivering in the hood. So, okay, so they dealt with us. But at the end of the day, they still wanted their food to be there at a reasonable time. So you got somebody mad, ain't tipping, and belittling you. Hell to the no. You know what I'm saying? Hell to the no. That's not cool. So you got somebody belittling you, talking crazy, because you got there late, whatever. At least, that, you know, I can see if somebody tipped you $5 or $10, and they got the right to, because they tipped, thinking they're going to get their food quicker than normal. That's understandable. But if somebody, you know, you trying to get somebody, gonna already know somebody already going to be mad at you already for the food, whatever, talking to you crazy, that's not cool. So you trying to rush. So you got that, you on a scope. And then it's not just tracking you. It's tracking your speed, your acceleration, your braking. Speed, acceleration, braking. I think that's the main three. And where you at? Speed, acceleration, braking, and where you at. So it's doing all that. That's all good if I was, I'm going to put it like this. That's all good if I was in the neighborhood of knowing I'm making a lot of money. Now, if I was at Chippewa, if I was at Perkins, maybe Jefferson, and I'm driving the speed limit, going to thing, and knowing I'm going to get $5 or $10, I just got to smile, chill, and you know, give them that wow factor. You know what I'm saying? Giving them wow factor. That's all good if I'm giving them that wow factor, because they got people who work, you know, do an 8-hour shift and make $200-something. But if you working in the hood, you ain't going to work eight hours and make $200. You know, unless you getting per trip. Now, you could do that, not in the tip sense, in the mileage situation. If I take, you know what I'm saying, You know what I'm saying? If you doing that, like, say, if you taking in trip situation, yes, you can. You know, hopefully you'll look up and be able to go downtown. And they, no, I ain't gonna lie, they do got some people in the hood that tip. Because they probably work for a delivery service and they understand the game. Or some people just tip in general. I'm not gonna take that from the people who actually tip in the hood. But that's a small percentage. And just about everybody who works there, if you work there about a couple of months, and then you know who all tip. That's it. Once you worked there about a couple of months and took a whole lot of deliveries, you know off the bat who's tipping. Straight up. You can look at it. Oh, that person don't tip. Nope, that person don't tip. You know off the bat who tipping, who not. That's how small the little tipping situation. You know, if you go downtown, you got a high chance of getting tipped. Now, if you go downtown, a Baton Rouge, yeah, you're going to get tipped. You know that. But certain downtown, I mean, you know, when you go downtown, yeah. But certain when you go in the neighborhoods and all that, you know who tip and who don't. That simple. So, yeah, I had a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? I had a problem with it, and they didn't want to hear that. They wanted to track us, GPS, speed, brake it, because the thing now. But as the thing about somebody told me a while ago, I don't know if it's true or they were blowing smoke up my tail. They said they worried about the safety of the people and the drivers, and they didn't want us to do all that because they're trying to stop. They're trying to stop, I mean, from insurance being high. So when they had, I heard they had this situation in the store when a girl tripped and fall, and they say it cost the company $250,000 of a trip and fall. So why don't we GPS her, huh? Like, you know what I'm saying? She hurt herself over a trip and fall in the store, and it cost, and I heard that it cost the store $250,000 and ongoing. That was 2 or 3 years ago. Did they complain about that? Hey, why didn't they come up with a monitor to monitor her tripping and falling and all that, huh? I bet you they didn't do that crap. How did it make it safer in the store? Whatever. That's what I heard. So I heard this secondhand, so I don't know if it's true or not. But I heard that the girl tripped and it cost them to stole a big pile of money. I don't know no accident that happened at PJ United, a car accident that cost $250,000. I don't know no accident that happened that way. But we had an accident in the store where a girl tripped and fall. It cost $250,000 and was going at that time. That what I heard. This was secondhand. I cannot clarify on it, but that's what I was told. So, you know, maybe that girl needs a GPS, huh? Maybe they need a GPS or something like that. Huh? You know, maybe she was going too fast or walking too fast in the store. You know, maybe she was walking too fast and she needs a tracker for she could control her walk speed, huh? Because I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Maybe she needs to control her walk speed because she was walking too far. I mean, walking too fast in the store, you know, and she need to have a tracker so they could climb and so she could get a score. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, that's what happened. Me and the supervisor got into it. I got fired. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't have no animosity about it, but I'm just speaking how I felt. You know what I'm saying? I'm speeding. Because at the end of the day, you brought something in to cut my money. That becomes a problem. And so I'm the only one there because I make a living off of here. This is how I pay my bills. Other people who work there is not there to pay bills. They dare to maybe create, just do that. I mean, they dare because they might be there because of probation or they need a regular job to hide what they truly doing. Or they just there to make some regular little chump change or extra change. They wasn't actually paying all their bills with the money they made. So they didn't really care. That's the whole thing about it. When somebody pay all their bills with that one job, then that's why a person complains. But if people don't complain because know why? Because that job is not their main job. So that job is that they don't care about it. So if you add extra stuff, they're going to go with the flow because they don't really care. Because if they have that job, if they don't, they still be able to pay their bills. But they still pay their bills, so they don't really care. But if you got somebody who actually pay all their bills with their one job, yes, they're going to complain. Most people just there bullshitting, don't care. Hey, if you add it, all right, cool. I'll come to work whenever. If you schedule me, cool. I'm ready to go. I could care less. But when you got somebody and they didn't understand that. So, cool. You know, we had our differences. I got fired. I have no grudge about it. At the end of the day, I expressed it. They didn't, you know, at the end of the day, their company, hey, they felt that's how they, you know what I'm saying? They felt they felt that's benefiting the company. Cool. Whatever benefits the company, that's what they're all about. But it don't benefit the employee. You know, it don't benefit the employee. So, all right, at the end of the day, nah. But now, I heard, I'm getting information that y'all complaining that y'all ain't got no drivers. Wow. Because you're tracking them. At the end of the day, if you there to make money, you shouldn't have to track somebody. You know, at the end of the day, if I'm there to make money, I'm going to bust my tail. I'm going to go deliver, help it come back. You know what I'm saying? So you complaining now that you ain't got no drivers, but look at y'all tracking them. And then another thing, people not working 14 and 16 hours no more. They ain't doing that crap no more. They going to work 10 to 8. That's it. Might work 10 to 8, 10 to 6. Every dime, then they ain't trying to do that 14 what I was doing, working open to close, sometimes working 16, 18 hours. You know what I'm saying? Cleaning up and all that. They ain't doing that crap no more. Well, they ain't never did it. I was the only one like a fool doing it because I had my heart into it. You know what I'm saying? It just like at the end of the day, I just felt, I had the mindset that basically, if I was tired, I just sucked it up because I was sleeping, eating pizza. I was sleeping and eating Papa John. You know what I'm saying? It's like at the end of the day, throughout the whole day, while I'm thinking about how can I make the company better. I was going out there, dough hanging, doing it all. And yeah, it kind of hurt when I got fired. But at the end of the day, cool. At the end of the day, I had to sit there and realize that it's just a job. And I thought of it more of a family situation. Like it's a family business. I guess it's my reason of thinking it because I thought of it like a family. And I just wanted the family to succeed. And I wanted to bust my tail. By busting my tail, we could get paid more. But at the end of the day, I was the only one giving a fuck. And at the end of the day, that's how it works. You can put your heart and soul into it. But at the end of the day, if they don't want you there, they're going to get rid of you. And I live in the state of Louisiana. They can fire you for any reason. I didn't fit their purpose. I was about trying to get money. I just was trying to get it to the customers and everything. Yeah, I had multiple accidents, but I only had one at fault accident. All the other accidents, I was not at fault. So, it was a good run. I was there for 12 years. I was a driver. I didn't want to be no manager because I made more money than managers. I made more money than some GMs. So, I didn't, why would I want to move up to get paid more hourly? I was making so much money on the road with all that mileage. And then you get tips, cool. So, Yeah. But, you know, it is, that's what it was. So I accepted that. You know, I accepted that. I was mad about it. And I had to rethink of what I did. And yes, I was calling and texting the supervisor who fired me. I apologized and everything. I apologized and I tried it. At the end of the day, they didn't want me back. Because I had to take accountability on it, because at the end of the day, I was thinking about money, and I took accountability for it. I left voicemails on the supervisor's thing. I left voicemails saying that basically, I'm sorry, I apologize. But at the end of the day, I sat there and realized was it apologizing for her, or was it apologizing for me? And I realized I had to apologize for me, because at the end of the day, I allowed this person to take my power. When I couldn't apologize. I apologized to her and say I was sorry. But main thing about it, I had to apologize for myself, because I had to take accountability. I had to realize what I was doing and why I got fired. And at the end of the day, I realized what I say, I meant it. But I allowed this person to take power for me. And that was the bad thing. So I had to apologize, because I was being a person that I wasn't. So I had to just not apologize for her. I had to apologize for myself, because I had to take accountability on what I did. I know I did wrong. And it took me a while to realize that. But at the end of the day, hey, I'm happy. I'm happy, broke, and blessed. And at the end of the day, that was a woke-up call. I tried to get, I put applications about 112 jobs, and nobody accepted me over 3 months. Times got hard, and I didn't want to go back to fast food and deliver. But at the end of the day, I had to do what paid the bill. It called me back. And that's where I had to realize. I said, all right, I'm getting money. I'm making more money here with this particular manager. Now, when that manager left, everything went downhill. But I'm still surviving. And I'm working less hours here. I'm working less hours here, but I'm still making more money per hour, and the tips are better in this area. I might not take a lot of deliveries, but the tips are better. And I'm not trying to brag, but during that time, I was driving a 2014 Lexus IS when I got fired from Pizza Hut. All right, I ended up towing that vehicle when I came to, Papa John's, sorry, 2014 Lexus IS. Credit got bad. I ended up having an accident while I was at Pizza Hut. And I'm getting the 2020 Malibu. But a couple of years later, January to something, I just put it, you know, and my wife got in an accident, her and her sister, and I already got, you know, arthritis and all that. I just put it in God's hand, and God gonna let you know what's going up. So what happened is, God let you know what's going on, and he said, You know, I'm out sooner or later. I talk about the situation at Pizza Hut sooner or later, but he gonna create a path. And with that path, you don't question it. You just let it flow. And now I'm still in debt, but I'm a little bit happier. I got a 2020 Malibu. And remember when I said that I had a 2014 Lexus IS Sport? I totaled it. But now, since this year, now I got a 2018 NX300 F Sport. So even though I got fired from that job, even though I might be going through some crap at my job now, God bless me with another vehicle. I didn't ask. I just prayed up on it. I didn't ask him how he was going to bring it to me. He brought it to me with no down payment. I didn't have to put a down payment. All I had to do is make the payments. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. You got opportunity, Oscar. You just got to take it. So I got that. My Malibu got fixed. I'm driving in the Malibu delivering. And then my wife got a vehicle, an Lexus, and comfortable. So at the end of the day, somebody might badmouth you, talk down to you, and might feel that there's nothing. But at the end of the day, God is going to provide a way. So that's what happened. I put my faith in God. Bam. I got two vehicles. The Malibu, what I use for work. And I got the luxury, where my wife drives. So, that's all it takes is faith. I went through trials and tribulations and stuff like that. But a way was provided. I didn't ask him how. I didn't ask him when. A path was just created. Hallelujah. So I'm about to go eat my food from Red Lobster. And I just wanted to share y'all this experience that I experienced with. So you might go through all this and you might have to make videos and to get it off your chest. But, you know, but at the end of the day, you're blessed. And you might think you're not blessed, but if you got something, you blessed. If you eating, you blessed. A lot of people don't have that. So I just wanted to vent and talk about it. I couldn't do it live, so I did just make videos. And I hopefully y'all like this. But please subscribe. Please hit that like button. I got stuff in the description that can help you in some type of way, your situation. And take advantage of it. I love y'all. Y'all have a good day. I know it took 3 different videos to get my point across because it kept overheating. But thank you. I appreciate y'all. Peace.